By June 1st, the situation for France was, in northern France, was desperate. The prime minister, Renault, and the young general, de Gaulle, both hoped to continue the war, to fight, even if Paris couldn't be held, and German troops were already threatening Paris. Even if Paris could not be held, then the hope was possible. One solution was to move the government to Brittany and have a kind of fortress Brittany to hold out, supported by the British. This, the French military commanders assured Renault, was impossible. Then there was the option of possibly moving the French government to French colonial possessions in North Africa, to Morocco, to continue the war from abroad, from the French colonial empire. Renault certainly wanted to do this. De Gaulle was in favor of it. But others within the high command, who certainly outranked de Gaulle, were appalled at this idea, arguing that it would be traitorous to leave metropolitan France, for the government to leave the soil of France, to abandon the French people. Better to suffer defeat honorably than to leave the country without a government, without a military force to confront the Germans. The best option under these appalling circumstances, the French High Command concluded, was to sign an armistice with the Germans as soon as possible and to cut the best possible deal. There was also growing friction between the British and the French. The French military felt anger at the British. On May 13th, the day that the German attack fell upon Western Europe, Winston Churchill had become prime minister in Britain. He would succeed Neville Chamberlain. Whereas Chamberlain might have been a man to try to save the peace, Churchill was certainly seen as the obvious choice to lead a war cabinet against the Germans. The French were pressuring Britain to send aircraft as quickly as possible, to search more and more aircraft to the continent. Churchill felt that he could do to meet some of these demands, but he needed to maintain a minimum of aircraft in Britain to maintain the defense of the British Isles. There was also within the French High Command a virtual certainty that, you know, the situation was impossible. It was irretrievable. Certainty of German victory would make continued resistance futile. It was one thing for Churchill, who during these days of late May, early June, shuttled back and forth between England and France, desperately trying to keep the French in the war effort, desperately trying to hold the French to their treaty obligations not to sign a separate peace. It was one thing for Britain to call on France to hold out, but the French High Command argued this was simply ridiculous, that Britain was willing to fight the Germans to the last drop of French blood, is the way this was put. And that Germany was going to prevail. Britain was going to hold out only for a little longer. And so better to make the best possible treaty arrangements with the Germans than to engage in futile, destructive defense. Therefore, the High Command rebuffed Churchill's pleas to continue the fight. Churchill made the remarkable offer of common Anglo-French citizenship to keep the French in the war effort, that the two nations would merge, they would become one nation, would continue the war against the Germans. This, too, was rejected out of hand by the French High Command, as was continuing the war from North Africa. Marshal Pétain, one of the great heroes, French heroes of the First World War, was brought into the French cabinet, hopefully to firm up support for the war effort. But Pétain swung his considerable influence over to that of the high command. He too saw the situation as impossible and urged an early armistice. France would sign the armistice with Germany, marking a great humiliation for the French state. France had fallen in less than 6 weeks. It was the high water mark of Hitler's popularity in Germany. what the Germans had failed to achieve in four long, agonizing years of combat between 1914 and 1918, the National Socialist regime had managed to do in a matter of weeks in 1940.